Welcome to the MenV Presentations. This time, on August 16th, 2011, we sit down with Liz Daniels, a blind musician who started her own band just for the fun of it. We talk a little bit about it. A little bit of Braille music training, but more about the band and what she's looking to do with it. And we thought that here on the MenV Presentations page, as well as our technology podcast, would enjoy this interview. We also have two tracks that the band has done. And they are both great tracks. The first track that you will hear is the famous track, forget who did it offhand, but they did a nice rendition of I Can See Clearly Now. And the last track you're going to hear as part of this program is their version of Bread's If. And I want to say that I Can See Clearly Now as Jimmy Cliff, but I don't want to be promising that that's the correct one. It's all instrumental. There's no vocals, none of that. Just instruments. We thought that you all would enjoy the program as much as I have putting it together. It was initially recorded on Saturday, August 13th, 2011. Without any further ado, here is the 34-minute interview and the tracks. And we hope that you enjoy the program as much as I have putting it together. Take care. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon with another presentation. Right here on the MenV Presentations page. And don't forget to check out other presentations that we have done by visiting our presentations page at presentations.menvi.org and other technology podcasts as well. So long. Alright, this is going to be for the MenV Presentations page, as well as the technology blog and podcast, being recorded on August 13th, 2011. And on Skype with me, we have a member of a band who is visually impaired, wanted to get the word out about their band, and contacted us through MenV at the beginning of the month. The girl's name is Liz Daniels. Liz, welcome to our program this afternoon.
Thank you, Jared. Happy to be here.
Well, great. Well, how did you find us, by the way?
Good old internet. I am totally blind, and I kind of stumbled upon your website because I'm at this to help me continue with my voice lessons. For I took private voice lessons for about a year, and I was paying for that out of my own pocket. But as we all know, the economy has essentially crashed and burned, which for me has translated, pun intended, into a work slowdown. And so I am no longer able to take those singing lessons. So I'm currently seeking out funding resources to continue with my voice lessons. And translation, that pun was intended because I freelance as a Spanish-English language interpreter.
Ah, well, then if we need one on staff, because we have gotten a couple of, well, it's not very often, but we have gotten, we got one Spanish app, or not an app, well, an app and a contact form.
Mm-hmm.
We had to have one of our guys in New Mexico translate it.
Okay.
And answer them.
Mm-hmm.
If we get more of those, we'll try and get in contact with you, and maybe we'll put you on board.
Hey, works for me.
Pay you something for it, because you know we don't expect people to just work for free.
Right. Thanks. Thanks. That would be a big help. So consequently, I had to stop taking voice lessons. So I thought, well, you know, let me do a search. And I found your website. So I started reading through, and I thought, wow, this is really great. And then at the same time, because of the need of our band to seek out a flautist, we're in great need currently of a flautist to round out the sound of our group. I thought, well, you know, let me contact them and see if they can help us network here. And so here we are, Jared.
Uh-huh. And, you know, this podcast can reach a large audience, so you never know.
Yeah. You never know, and I do thank you so much for your most gracious gesture.
Well, I thought this would be, because the presentations page at Menvi hasn't been updated in such a long time, I thought, well, let's do this. So, have you done? I know with vocal music, it's basically words. Have you done Braille in regards to words and, you know, with?
No, because I'm not. First of all, I don't have any formal music training in the sense that I don't know how to read or compose Braille music. I would like to eventually learn music theory. I learn by ear. So if, for example, we're in the process of learning a song, and someone who has had formal training, like my husband, will say, maybe because you play the recorder, you should try it in the key of D. Okay, so to me, then I'll ask him, so what note do I start on? Which isn't always necessarily D. So let's say, you know, I will start on A. So you'll start on A. And so, okay, we can do that, and I can just kind of pick it out from there. I just play and just, I have the melody line in my head. I know what it's supposed to sound like, and then I just kind of play, well, gee, maybe there's a C after this. Oh, no, it's not the C, it's an F. So you can go from A to G or F or whatever you need to, depending on the song. And I can usually just pick it out from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get stuck, then I will ask someone for help. Well, wait a minute, with this sequence here, this bridge, I'm having a little difficulty with. I can get help for that. But most of the time I can figure it out just by ear.
Well, if you ended up signing up for our network and asked questions, I'm sure that there's a ton of people. We do have a vocalist specialist on staff. Not on our, you know, online staff, but on the specialist staff that you could probably get in contact with.
Are they local?
No.
Oh.
I believe that she is in New York. But
heck
I'm
going to
go look.
Yeah. Heck of a commute. We have a music studio here within walking distance, and that's where I started my lessons. They're good people there.
Let's see. Yeah, New York.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure that you guys could get in contact.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our network is all about.
Very cool. Very cool.
You could ask questions. They could probably end up referring you if you want. I don't know, you know, all of the vocalists on in our roster, but this one is has done opera and various, and she is a Menvi advisor.
Okay.
So
okay.
I could send you that by email, and all of that.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That would give me some good direction.
And you know, we've always tried to help people in Menvi with various things, just like this. You know, you want help. You know, you're stuck. You know, you don't have the formal. See, when I took when I was a tenor in a school choir, they didn't necessarily give me the Braille music. They just gave me the words, and I had Richard or somebody, you know, Braille just the words.
Right.
So I had that, and then I picked it up from, you know, the teacher, of course, taught us what to do. You know, saying what and whatever.
Yeah. No, I
Of course, since I have perfect pitch, it sort of just worked for me that way.
Okay. So you were born blind. Okay, yeah, okay. No, I lost my sight later on in life, but I have an extensive music background in the sense that I used to work in the radio business and entertainment, and so I got to hear all sorts of music, and just kind of by osmosis, you pick up a lot of lyrics from songs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that you just memorize, and one of the things that I'm very much enjoying right now is going back to the Spanish love ballads, the classic love ballads like El Reloj, Sabor a Mí, Historia del Amor. Just those people who are familiar with that genre will, you know, will recognize those. It's just all so beautiful. And some of those I know and some of those I don't. So what I do is I'll just go online and do a search for it in Spanish, and then I just get the lyrics that way and then just put them in my songs folder. And then just go ahead and memorize from there and work off of that. And sometimes I'll know the lyrics better than the melody, and sometimes it's vice versa.
Right.
Right now I'm working on... Which one am I working on? Gosh, I've got a few going on right now. Oh, I'm working on... one of the things I want to start in on is the mariachi style of singing. And one of the ones I really like, it was also done, it's very old, and it was done by Linda Ronstadt that she featured on her Canciones de mi Padre CD from a while back. It's called Los Laureles, and it's a beautiful song. So that's going to be my kind of like my first venture into mariachi.
Interesting.
You know, it's a culture. It's in our countries, in our Latin American countries, it's very much part of the, you know, the culture. It's It's who we are, and I want to do my part to preserve that. As a matter of fact, tonight we are going to a local venue in Pasadena. It's called the Levitt Pavilion, and they have a summer concert series that I think about almost all the concerts are free to the public. And tonight we're going to go see in concert the Mariachi Divas. This is an all-woman mariachi group, and from what I've read, they're all local. They're all from Los Angeles and Southern California area.
Right. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
If I'd have known that, maybe I would take the train down there, because I could take the train down to the Pasadena.
Yeah, it'd be a lot faster.
The Gold Line, I get off at the end.
Yeah, there you go. Just walk over.
And then I wouldn't know where it was past Atlantic. I think Pasadena's Atlantic Station, if I'm not mistaken. Is it Atlantic or is it the other one?
The Sierra
Madre Villa?
Yeah, that one.
But I wouldn't know where it would be after that.
Yeah.
After
yeah,
I got off there.
It's a short distance. You would go to Raymond, which is right there when you get out of the metro station, and then you just walk north, which would be right.
Right.
And you would take that all the way up to Memorial Park, and there you are.
Huh.
Just a few blocks away.
I'll be.
Yeah.
Well, if I know more in advance,
yeah.
Let me know, and if it's close by to the stations, I'll see what I can do. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I will send you their website address, and then you can see what's on their schedule, because they've got they're winding down. It's going to be through the end of August that they have the concerts, and they have them several nights per week, and they're free.
Okay.
And they give known as well as unknown artists the opportunity to perform, and I told my husband we're playing there next year. I don't know how, I don't know all the details, but I know I want to play there.
That will sound like fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. The entire Daniels pack is going to be there. That's my husband, my guide dog, and our little rescue dog. Take a towel down and sit on the grass and enjoy it.
Very well. What else?
Well, I can tell you about how we got started.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Excuse me. My husband has been playing guitar ever since he was 17. And he's been playing guitar for a very long time. And he plays both 6-string and a beautiful 12-string. He plays steel string guitar. And he does he's the one with the formal music experience. And my own personal experience is I am from Latin America, more specifically San Jose, Costa Rica, and we legally emigrated to this country when I was quite young, so I was educated here, and there was always that whole, I'm going to say it, that stereotypical Latino family, a lot of dancing, singing. You turn on the radio and you just start wiggling and you start singing and you just kind of jump into the moment and enjoy yourself. So that's just always been a part of who I am. And then all throughout my life, I've enjoyed singing and just music. And then I started taking guitar later on and came down with carpal tunnel syndrome. And I was pretty bummed out about that. And so my husband said, well, why don't you take up recorder? And I said, wow, that sounds, it hadn't even entered my mind what else I could play. So we found out about the Eagle Rock Music Studio. A shout out to them because they've been so good to us. And I inquired about their if they offered recorder classes, and of course they did at very reasonable prices. So what I did is I bought myself a soprano recorder and then quickly realized I don't like the soprano recorder because it's just too high for my ears and it hurts. And so the next step down would be an alto recorder. So I went ahead and invested in a Yamaha alto recorder, and that's a lot more like it. So it's easier on the ears. It has this nice, mellow sound. I started taking recorder lessons and just pretty much took off with it. And Pat O'Brien, who is one of the teachers there, is just such a wonderful, supportive, and just a wonderful, wonderful person to encourage the music. And then I thought, you know, let me add on to this. I've always liked to sing. I don't know the first thing about singing. Let's add on some voice lessons. So I went ahead and inquired about that. You know, kind of a one-stop deal here. They teach a lot of stuff over there. It's a small studio, but they teach a lot of stuff. There's a lot going on there. So I had the pleasure of meeting and working with Marissa Bradfield for over a year, who is a professional singer, and she also is the music director at some high school in Burbank. I want to say Burroughs High School, but I'm not exactly sure because Burbank is so big. But anyway, she teaches music there in choir and teaches at her church, and so she worked with me very patiently to teach me a great deal in a year's time. And so I continued playing and singing and playing, and then got the courage to play a little bit at a time with my husband. And then after that, my husband works over at Braille Institute. He teaches computers to blind and visually impaired people. And so he said, you know, the students and staff at Braille Institute will often present concerts during the lunchtime hour. Why don't, you know, do you think that that's something you'd like to do? And of course, I'm just frightened to death. And without even thinking about it, I said, yeah, okay, sure. Excuse me. And my quote-unquote debut was for their talent show a few years ago, where it was just my husband and I. He was playing guitar and I sang John Denver's Annie song. And that was a great experience for me because it helped me get over my fear of performing and, you know, the nerves and the stage fright and all of that fun stuff that gets the adrenaline going. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. And then we've performed several concerts there over the past couple years, and we found a flautist, and she is a student there. And I would personally say that she is professional level, a flautist. And she's been generous and kind enough to help us out on our performance. And then people have been gradually asking for more and more concerts. And so there it is. And we've just kind of taken a break from that. And so just one day out of the blue, about 3 years ago, I said to Francis, why don't we just take this a step further and just form like a little trio for now? I just thought it was a great idea, and we just kind of continued playing. And now I want to go even further with it, and I would like for the group to perform professionally, like at public venues, like festivals and stuff, with the end goal being of participating in benefit concerts. In other words, why not use these gifts that we have for the benefit of other people? If there's something we can do in terms of performing, to help raise money for AIDS, for the Pasadena Humane Society, I mean, whatever, then I think that would be really, really wonderful to put that talent, that gift, to a good cause, whatever it be, but with the main purpose of serving the benefit of others. How cool is that? So that's where we're at.
And that's where we're at. And you want a flutist?
We need a flautist, definitely.
I didn't take flute, otherwise I would I would just say I'll go.
Yeah, yeah. Our flautist is, she's kind of off and doing other stuff. So, you know, I understand that. I respect that. But if, when, I'm going to be positive and say, you know, when things really start jumping and we need to be somewhere, we can't revolve around one person's schedule. We did find our keyboardist. And he is local, and he also has a synthesizer, so we have that. And he's game. He is a seasoned professional. He used to have his own group back in the 70s, and he's just got his garage is a converted garage into a studio. So he's got this piano, this funky piano that he just bought. He knows he has to have it tuned, but in the meantime, he's got his synthesizer, and he's doing that, and he's just got it all there. He's got percussion, he's got his percussion instruments, he's got his speakers, he's got his computer. He's got it all, but he doesn't play flute either. But what we do is we do a blend, we do a mix of, we do a little bit of soft rock, we do some pop, we do some folk, and like I said, the Spanish love ballads, and we do that all with our own unique sound.
And at the end of this, hopefully we'll get a track or two in.
You will.
MP3 to play, so you guys could check them out, and maybe I'll feature it on my program when I next do one, seeing that the computer's doing. I think it's the graphics card. I think we just need to go get another one because it could be on its way out.
It happens. It happens.
Technology. We love it when it works and we hate it when it doesn't.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, you know, when JAWS won't come up and you're wondering why, and of course it's because you have the speaker down.
It's either that, or it's set to mute, or it's some other...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot, huh?
Yeah. The sound card is muted, and you think, I don't know how to get it back unmuted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard it all in my day.
Yeah. We've been there, done that, haven't we?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So that's essentially where we're at. I'm...
Well, what I'd love to do is, you know, I've got a Braille sense, so I can always tape. It wouldn't be the best quality taping, but it would. I could tape it just the same. Mm-hmm. You know, if you guys end up doing an event like at Staples Center, which is right off the Blue Line.
It could happen.
Whatever. You know, just get me in, you know.
Sure.
Just tell them, you know, that I'm coming. And you can give them my name, and they can coordinate with me, and you know I can get down there, and we can.
Mm-hmm. Sure, love to have you. It will happen. It's just a matter of the universe lining everything up in its own due time when everything is ready,
right?
And ready to go. But I.
So I'm thinking, even if you played where you said you thought you wanted to play, was it a couple of blocks past the end of the Gold Line at
Levitt Pavilion?
I could probably get down there. It would take me a few hours, but...
Yeah, sure. You could do it.
Because I live in the valley, so I'd have to take the bus to the Red Line, to the Gold Line, and I could do it. I've done it. I've gone around L.A., so...
Yeah, sure. You could do it.
If I could get down and take the 81 to Eagle Rock, I can get to that place off of...
You could even take the bus. You can grab your 181 right there on Colorado Boulevard and take that right over to Raymond and then head north. There it is. So, you know...
I forget where I... Yeah, I'd actually have to get off at... I forget where I catch the 181.
In Hollywood?
Huh?
Do you catch it in Hollywood?
I could catch it off... I could catch it in Hollywood.
Yeah, you could catch it on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
East of... Anywhere east of Vine, I think it is.
I think
now.
I picked it up off of Hollywood Vine or Hollywood Highland.
Yeah. So just pick it up there and just ride it into Pasadena, piece of cake.
Yeah, that would probably be easier than taking the... Although I could... Yeah, that'd probably be easier. I could take the 181 down to...
Yeah, piece of cake.
Yeah.
But,
we could all figure that out in due time, and I hope that, you know, if I'm able to tape the event, I know it wouldn't be the best of quality, but it would be taped just the same. The presentations page could get a copy of it, and I bet they, you know.
Sure. And while we're here, may I just go ahead and do some more networking here?
Sure.
Okay. Again, we are known as the Full Circle Band. My name is Liz Daniels. We are currently seeking a flautist. And anyone who is interested, we are in Eagle Rock. We would certainly be willing and able to meet up with fellow musicians wherever you may be, as long as you're not in another state. We would be more than happy to meet up with you, get together, play, and just kind of see how it goes. And anyone who'd like to talk, you can reach me at area code 323-254-9213. My email address is LIZ as in zebra, WOR. KS as in Sam at sbcglobal.net. And again, our goal is really to play for the enjoyment of the music and eventually to play at places like fundraisers and festivals and stuff like that. You know, we do it for the love of it. We're not pursuing this as a career in terms of how much money we can make at it, but eventually we're not going to rule that out either, just kind of see how it goes. But because we are a startup band, hey, you got to start somewhere, right?
Absolutely. And I was going to have you give out your contact information, because that's what we do here, make sure that everybody knows how to contact you. If that's what you wish to do, and you've done that, so no worries.
Thank you. So that's who we are and what we're up to.
Very good. Well, I, you know, wanted to give the opportunity to Liz here to allow her to feel free and talk about the band, how they got started, how, you know, how we could help. And like I said, you ought to sign up for the network. Our roster deadline is October 1st, so if you want to get in there, now's the chance to do it. Just fill out the application on menvi.org, and I'm pretty sure that you can get the assistance you need. I have to do catch-up work with getting everybody who's signed up in August on our list, so now would be the perfect time to do that, so that I can catch everybody up. And I'm pretty sure that you can get some assistance with any questions, with, you know, if you want to pursue Burrell music, there's a lot of people in your shoes who've been there and done that and can give you some pointers and and things.
Okay.
Now, I'm not, you know, familiar with how vocal music is arranged because, like I said, when I did mine, it was mainly the words. I didn't care about the notes. I knew the songs.
Yeah.
And the music teacher told us what to sing, and of course, I just picked it right up. So I Braille music. I did take theory, and I did take all of that. So.
And what is the link for filling out the application?
menvi.org.
Okay.
And there's a link in our table for the application. Or it's /application.htm.
Application. Okay. All right. I will definitely get on there and see how it goes.
And, you know, there is a section where you can be put on our discussion list by default if you would like to do that. And of course, you know, if anyone has any suggestions for Liz, you can give her a call too. We'll give out the contact information also at the end, before our the tracks play. I'm sure I can do that too.
Okay, I very much appreciate all of your support and with this, Jared, I really do, and I will definitely get over a couple of tracks for you.
Well, that'll be fun. Then we can play it even on our broadcast on Monday. We can play this podcast as soon as I'm done with it on a future show, and your tracks will play there too, and then of course those broadcasts are archived on the internet on a podcast feed, so you'll get some exposure, I'm sure.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I look forward to staying in touch.
Absolutely. Okay, let's wrap this up. So one more time with the contact info.
Again, my name is Liz Daniels. My phone number is area code 323-254-9213. And my email address is lizworks@sbcglobal.net. That's lizworks@sbcglobal.net.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get those tracks in. And thanks again for coming on the Technology Blog and Podcast and the Music Education Network for the Visually Impaired's presentation section to talk about your band and your musical experiences with our networks.
Thank you, Jared.
All right.